Let's go.
The most energetic, fit, and stress-resilient people on the planet practice daily habits to keep their hormones balanced, their gut healthy, and their muscles and mind strong. Welcome to That Fitness Couple. We're Mike and Corey Beth Lepowski, founders of Pure Physique.
This podcast is designed to provide you with everything we've discovered and continue to discover about nutrition, training, and lifestyle. Today, we all live hectic lives.
So we've made it our mission to make your fitness time efficient and to build you up. Hope you share and enjoy. Let's dive into today's episode.
Let's go.
Well, friend, as we come to the end of another outstanding year, maybe you're one of those people that's thinking about committing to or recommitting to health or fitness goals. And whether or not that's you, because I know there's someone listening like, Corey Beth, I don't even have the capacity for that. Like, I'm still wrapping gifts, and that's fine. No matter where you are in this journey, what we want to do is really help you to conceptualize. What we want to do on this episode is help you to find the program that's right for you. Now, we'll ask a lot of questions when we look at different health and fitness programs or challenges, like how much is it? How long is it going to take? Is this the right program for me? Is this the coach I want to work with? And while those are all really great questions, they don't give you the answer to the most important question. The most important question is this: what am I, you individually, willing to commit to? Now, when you look at different programs or you see different coaches popping up on Instagram, because you're going to, ask yourself, what am I willing to commit to? And we can divide this into two categories, you know, short-term commitments and long-term commitments. And really what this is going to do is help you to rule out the programs that are not right for you and really move you towards the ones that might be a good fit. So Mike, let's dive into some of these short-term and long-term things that individually we are willing to commit to.
One of the first things that we have to do is think about our nutrition, of course. That's going to be a big commitment for a lot of people. I think back to last year, you decided to make a 30-day, that was a short-term, 30-day commitment to trying carnivore. And what was great about that is you only set it as 30 days, and yet it turned out to be so much longer than that. But it was just you being able to decompress and say, what am I willing to do? And with that, I think we can all take something from it. As we begin this new year and we're starting these first 30 days, nutritionally, what is it that we are willing to commit to? And I think this is a good opportunity to start with something that's a little bit more challenging, knowing that that might not be our long-term commitment, but that's what we're going to do to get the ball rolling. Along those same lines, we could talk about our exercise. What am I willing to do in these first 30 days from an exercise perspective that I'm not currently doing? Or what do I need to go back to doing for the next 30 days that maybe I let up in the middle of the year? And just positioning it as the first 30 days of the new year and thinking about what that commitment is going to look like, then we can always take a step back from there to something that's going to be more sustainable long term.
Yeah, I love this so much. And, you know, it's helping people to set milestones and bite-sized things in place. You know, we have friends personally, we have acquaintances, and we see different programs online that are like, you know, eat this meal program exactly as it's prescribed. And the truth is, people don't follow those. I mean, listen, I don't know, Mike, could you follow a eat 12 almonds and half of an apple at 2 o'clock in the afternoon type of a plan?
Well, I have, but I would never do it again. I mean, that's for sure.
I think most people last on that for like a day, maybe 3 days if you're really strong. But you know, that's not something personally that I am willing to commit to. And so if I see that in a planner program, I'm like, heck no, not happening.
But you know what? What's interesting about that is maybe somebody out there is willing to commit to that for their first 30 days. But I think the part that they always miss is they think that because they're committing to it now, that this is going to be what they commit to long term.
That's true.
And I just want to bring it back to that, because once we start thinking about this differently, we can position ourselves for success. And the challenge that many people are going to have right now as they think about what their nutrition and their exercise commitments are, is they make that commitment and they immediately think, this is the forever program. This is what I'm going to have to do forever. And that's why they're so slow or indecisive when it comes to making that commitment. And I think positioning it this way is just a really simple way to get the ball rolling, which all of us do need. I mean, we all want early wins. Sometimes the more challenging things we do in the beginning will give us the more immediate result. But having that mindset of, I'm using this for this period of time to get that ball rolling, And now my longer term commitment is going to be this.
No, I like that a lot. I will touche that. I will also say, though, that when there's a program that's suggesting you work out like 7 days a week for 3 hours a day, short term and long term, that's not going to be a great match because most people who have families or jobs or responsibilities are not going to be able to commit to something that is that extreme. Would you agree with that?
Oh, I would totally agree with that. And I think our audience is pretty smart. So I think that they would agree with that also. But we do know people who go that route and think that, oh, by jumping in with 2 feet, it means going to the extreme. And I think that is where we need to start to exercise a little discernment and say, okay, even if I'm trying to go all in, is this going to burn me out?
Yeah.
And that's what we typically see is people jump in and then they go hard and then they're gone after the first 20 days.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And I think throwing it back to that carnivore decision almost a year ago now, you know, I never in a million years would have imagined I would 10X that goal. You know, it was just 30 days and here we are at the end of the year and it's transformed and morphed. And, you know, I love eating this way. And I'm not saying that it's my forever. I think those are the two most dangerous words as adults that we should never use are forever and never. Like, don't use forever and don't use never, even though I just used that when I said don't ever use. But that said, you know, we can set those small goals, those small milestones, and understand that it's okay to change over the long term. But at the end of the day, how I like looking at things is if I'm not going to do this thing for the rest of my life, it's probably not something that I want to commit myself full out to. For example, weighing and measuring food. You know, when we talk with clients or prospects, I'm always like, you know, do you want to weigh and measure your food for the rest of your life? Probably not. And so we don't want to bring them into a program where they're doing that for 3 or 6 months, but maybe for the first week. That's their short-term goal, just to get some good data points and then to move on out from there. And I think if people can have that frame, they're like, okay, I'm willing to commit to that. I'm willing to commit to taking pictures of myself once a month to track my progress. I'm willing to commit to, whereas you may not be willing to commit to daily pictures. I think that's the 75 hard. You have to do daily pictures. And if you miss a day, you fail the 75 hard and you got to do it all over again. So that's something personally I'm not willing to commit to.
I mean, regarding 75 hard, I mean, I get it. It is more of a mental challenge than anything else. There is a physical component to it and it's very physically challenging, but I don't think people recognize that the physicality of that oftentimes builds up so much stress on their body that when it's all said and done, they went hard for 75 days, but how many of them are able to make it the next 75 days on something that's just moderate?
And that's exactly why they created the 75 soft. And we've had clients come in and be like, yeah, I'm doing the 75 soft. And, you know, I don't even know if that's an official program, to be honest with you. But I really think that it points back to this question of what am I willing to commit to? And if you're willing to commit to something that's smaller, if you're willing to commit to something that doesn't take as much time, if you're willing to commit to something because you know it's a shorter goal, even though it may be more intense, then know thyself. Know that about yourself. And I think it makes it easier for us to commit to the things that are important. Hey, we hope you're enjoying our show and finding it valuable. If you could do us a quick favor, it would mean the world to us. Please take a moment to rate and review our podcast on your favorite platform. Your reviews help us reach more people and share our message. Plus, we'd love to hear your feedback. Thanks for being awesome and supporting us. Now, back to the show. So, Mike, I'm going to throw this as a question back to you. When you were going through a different season of life, and that was, you know, your bodybuilding career, there were a lot of things that you did then that you're not doing now. And so my question to you is with that frame of mind, because there's definitely someone listening, like I have like these intense fitness goals and I really want to commit. For you, Mike, what were you willing to commit to back then?
I mean, my willingness, because of what I was training towards, I had a very high willingness to track everything I was doing. I was willing to commit to training 3 times a week. I was willing to commit to more than that if I felt it was necessary. I was willing to weigh and measure my food. I was willing. Like, it's so stupid because it's like, it's what I always do.
But I think that's it. Like, you were willing to commit to that level of, yeah, I think most people are not willing to commit to that. I don't care if this makes it in the episode. Most people are not willing to commit to what you were willing to commit to back then. It's because you had this tremendous goal. So you were willing to commit to nutrition and accountability and workouts and all of these things. So let's forward now to you as a dad. What is different about what you're willing to commit to when it comes to nutrition and workouts? Or is it the same?
On the workout end of the spectrum, everything is the same. In fact, it has not changed in 25 years. So despite training for bodybuilding shows or training through fatherhood, 3 30-minute resistance training workouts a week has remained steady. The thing that has changed the most and what I've become unwilling to do is all of the detailed work around the nutrition. It's not willing to weigh and measure my food, to take the time out of my day to prepare all my meals. All of that has taken a backseat, and that's not just because of kids. I mean, that's just because of the level of commitment required to do that really does start to weigh on one mentally. It just becomes excessive and you're thinking about it constantly and nobody wants to be a slave to their food, a slave to the next meal. And so that was something that I have gladly gotten rid of and will not commit to that again, unless for some reason I decided to have those aspirations to step on a stage at some other time.
Yeah, I know. I love that. I think that that's so real. You know, for me, coming out of my 30-pound weight loss and getting on a bodybuilding stage next to you, I was willing to do all of those crazy things. You know, weigh my food, measure my food. We used to go to Chinese restaurants, guys, and get like boiled chicken and bring a scale in and literally sit there and weigh out the grams or ounces of rice and chicken and broccoli and everything else. And at this point now, as a homeschool mom of two boys and running our businesses, there's no freaking way that I'm going to commit to any of that. And so what I want to do is just illustrate it's okay also to go through different seasons of willingness to commit to different things based on season of life, goal that's coming up. Listen, if you have a wedding or you have a vacation or something that's coming up that's big for you in 2024 or maybe 2025, your willingness is going to change. But I think the core question that we always have to come back to is asking ourselves, what am I willing to commit to? Because listen, guys, you're going to see programs out there that look great. They got great wrapping. They got great results. I got all the testimonials. But once you get in and you're like, wait a second, I got to do that. That's not going to work for my schedule or my lifestyle right now. And I'm just here to tell you, it's okay to recognize it in yourself. Because I think at the end of the day, and I'm going to speak for women generally for a moment, it's that every time we approach something and we fall short or fail, we're compounding failure. You know, starting something new means we're going to fail down the line. And I just think that that's a dangerous mindset to get into. I think removing ourselves and putting up that boundary of like, I'm not willing to commit to that. Don't even put your energy or effort into starting something that you know, right, when you really look at it from this perspective, is probably not going to end up in your favor. Does that make sense?
No, it makes total sense. I mean, we've heard it many times from other people too, that once they start to understand everything that they need to do to achieve the goal that they say they want to achieve, I mean, once that's actually laid out for them, they come to the realization themselves that, okay, you know what? I'm not ready to commit to that right now. And I applaud people when they're in that position because we don't want to wind up in another situation where we try to accomplish something and then we fail. And then we go back at it again 6 months later and we fail again because we've still not answered the most important question is, am I willing to commit to these activities right now? And so if you recognize that, yeah, Mike and Corey Beth, this makes total sense. And I know the new year is around the corner and I know I probably should commit to doing XYZ, but I'm not ready to, then don't. Don't commit to it. It's not to say don't do anything. You can still make steps in the proper direction. We had a great episode on snacktivity, and that would be a good example of moving in the proper direction. It's a small step, but it's a step towards your goals, even though you're not willing to make the big commitments right now.
Yeah, I love that. Well, I'm going to end this episode with 2 points. And the first is, Mike, I would love for you to share with us, totally off the cuff, totally unprepared, what is it that you are willing to commit to in this next year?
One thing that I've been really thinking a lot about committing to, and that is cutting out alcohol consumption.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. And so I think for me, that is obviously going to be a big commitment. Not that I am a heavy drinker or drink that often, but realizing that I think I have finally arrived at the place where just even the smallest amount triggers headaches for me, you know, makes me feel terrible the next day. Even if it was not a lot, it's always just enough to make me feel not like myself. So that for me is going to be a 30-day commitment. I'm going to definitely give the first 30, in fact, I shouldn't even say the first 30 days. I've already started. I made this decision a few days ago, but I'm really going to focus on getting through January, taking it that step. And if it proceeds further than that, then great. I mean, for me, that's going to be the primary focus. Whereas I think most other things I don't need to recommit to. I don't see my nutrition changing that much. Certainly not the exercise. So I'm going with alcohol.
Wow. I'm glad that we have a podcast so that I could feel and hear your inner thoughts, because I wouldn't know that otherwise. You can ask me what I'm going to commit to.
Oh, that's what I'm supposed to do right now, right? What are you going to commit to, Corey Beth?
Well, thank you so much for asking. There's actually two things that I've really been just like harping on and thinking about, and that is just really where our food is coming from. You know, I really want to commit to, or I shouldn't say really want to, I am going to commit to really making sure that our food is as homemade as it can be, you know, sustainably sourced. We've gotten in touch with a couple of local farmers. We're going to get another half a cow delivered, actually just right after the new year. And it's, you know, I'm just going to be honest with you guys. You know, sometimes I'll like get granola for the kids and I'm like, oh, there's so much sugar, you know, that still, even if it's like 6 or 9 grams, it's like, it still irks me that we're here preaching about health and nutrition and I'll still have, let them have, you know, granola or ice cream. And I'm not saying that we need to cut everything out, but just 2 nights ago, I experimented with making our own granola and it's still oats and it's still some maple syrup, but the kids loved it. I mean, what did they say? They were like, don't buy the granola from the store ever again, you know? And so it's for me, what that looks like is for the first 30 days, really making a calendar of making no grain breads for the kids, making some keto bagels just to have in the freezer, making like batch making granola so that the kids have, you know, stuff to come to. And then for us, really making sure that we don't get a cow from someplace really sustainable and amazing and then run out of it. And then we're back at the supermarket. So I think it's for me, calendaring our food and really prepping that. You know, the one thing I'm proud of this year was getting away from all of the plastic containers. Like we had some residual Tupperware left over and we're completely in glass and it just, that makes me happy. So, you know, it's little steps always in the right direction. So for yourself, what are you willing to commit to? You know, are you willing to commit to more sleep, more water? Maybe it's celebrating your wins. Perhaps it's getting back in a workout routine. And maybe for you, that just looks like once a week. Or maybe you're like Mike, where you're like, I'm going to go hard and I'm going to do 3 days a week. Just notice how I didn't say 7, you know, like give yourself that and commit to that. Do that with us in January. And listen, shameless plug, Mike always hesitates when I do this, but you're not going to know about it if we don't tell you about it. And that is January 15th. We have a massive 6-week challenge dropping. Notice it doesn't start on January 1st or 2nd or 3rd. We give you a full 2 weeks to really get into the groove of the new year. And you are invited to join us on January 15th. It's a short 6-week commitment, and maybe that's what you're willing to commit to. So I'm going to make sure that that link makes it in the show notes for you. We are offering $100 off that challenge through the end of the year. And if you're like, you know what, I'm not here to be in your challenge, I just like listening, well, then that's fine. Don't go in the show notes. But with that, ask yourself, what am I willing to commit to? Answer that question for yourself and commit to it for this new year. Thanks for tuning in. If you're a busy working parent like us, you understand the daily challenges. Our mission is to make exercise and nutrition simple and exciting, helping you and your family thrive even on the busiest days. We've got a fantastic free 5-day online challenge that's tailor-made for super busy people like you.
If you like a high-vibe workout environment with professional coaching, swing by one of our franchise studios for a free intro workout.
Check the show notes for details or head on over to purephysique.com when you have a moment. We know those moments are rare.
Until next time, lift weights, eat meat, and never forget, you were created on purpose for a purpose. I'm lost in my thought.
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.
Okay, Cappy, go back.